Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mr. District Attorney is brought to you by two famous Bristol-Myers products, Ipana and the Sal Hepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
This evening, our adventure begins in a closely guarded house in the district attorney's county. Here we find Fanny Devine, once a leading figure in the underworld, talking to Monk Garson, his only remaining follower.
I'm through, Monk.
Aww.
I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it any longer.
Oh, look, Fanny, you're safe in this county. Relax and try to get some sleep.
Sleep? I can't sleep. How can a man sleep with that monkey chattering all the time?
Quiet, no dice. Quiet, you're bothering the boss.
The monkey give me the creeps. Why'd you throw him out the window?
Now, wait a minute, Benny. I took my moniker from this little fella because he's all up. Hey, you've seen him pick up the dice and rattle him just like he knew.
Yeah.
That's why I call him no dice. All the luck we got left. Anyhow, he ate a monkey. He's a marmoset.
Well, it gets on my nerves.
Oh, take it easy, Benny. You'll be all right. I told you, this D.A., he don't let anybody come in his town that could hurt you.
Yeah, he don't know half the guys that are after me. If this county's so safe, why'd I get that note from Bullets Kane?
Well, I can't stop Bullets Kane from using the U.S. mail. Quiet, no dice, quiet.
Hey, how about that doctor? Isn't he due here now?
Hey, he's right outside.
Get him in there.
For sure. Come in, Dr. McCord. Mr. Devine is ready for the treatment.
Oh, thanks, Garson. Well, Devine, how do you feel?
Lousy, Doc. I can't get no rest. I keep seeing that prison.
Well, what you need right now is a sedative. Now, just lie on this couch, Devine, and roll up your sleeve.
Yeah. Here, Doc.
I'll rub off your arm. Yeah, there. And here goes the needle.
Ouch!
Now, that didn't hurt, Devine.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate a high-class croaker like you working on me, Doc.
Well, your case interests me.
And then it's lucky we ran into you on a train coming back from Alca. That plate they had Fanny.
And you, Garson. You were really the only one waiting for him at the gates there.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Just one guy. Little Monk here. It's like he says, Doc McCord. My health, the nerves, the way they are. We're playing a nice party to find you've got your practice in the same town I'm heading for.
Well, Devine, I can see you're suffering from a classic fear neurosis.
Well, I get plenty to be afraid of.
Now, I'm warning you. You've got to relax this tension. And I'll be back later to see if I can get you settled for a night's rest. That's imperative. You must sleep.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'll try.
Well, Doc, if you're through, I'll take you out.
Yes, I'm through for the time being.
Hey. Now, wait a minute. What's this?
This? Oh, seems to be a piece of paper lying by the window.
Yeah. Look what it says. Look, Doc. Look, I know that handwriting.
Yeah, let me read it, boss. Rat Devine, you're going out tonight. Say, this is Kane's
handwriting. Get me out of here. Lock the windows. Lock the door.
Wait a minute.
Give me somebody to beat it.
Hold on. Do I understand this note here is a threat?
This note is from Bullets Kane, Doc, a guy that don't like the force.
Oh. Well, there's just one thing for you to do. Get to bed.
Sure, that's fine. But before we do anything, we're going to call the district attorney.
Any of me seen now, nurse?
Oh, yes, Mr. District Attorney. Doctor left no instructions about visitors at all.
Is that the law?
The DA?
Yes.
Well, bring him in.
All right, come on, Harrington.
Right. So this is Vanny Devine, huh?
Yes, the big shot. Well, Harrington, he doesn't look like much now, does he?
No, I guess he was lucky to be alive. What's the matter, Vanny? Stomach ache?
No, gents, it's his nerves. He's got it so bad he's had to have a doc and this here nurse.
And who are you?
My pal, Monk Garson.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about the monk. What, they tell me he would have been out on the big rock with you, Vanny.
No, sir, I'm clean. I never touched no gun or no knife.
Well, we won't argue about that. Now, Vanny, I've come out here to have a straight talk with you.
Nurse, give me a glass of water, will you?
All right, give him the water, nurse. Then you'd better leave us alone.
Yes, sir. You are, Mr. Devine.
Okay, blow. Yes. Now, look here, D.A.
Hey, what is this, a zoo?
It's just my mom is at no taxi. He wants to drink of the boss's water.
Well, get him out of here, too.
All right, boss. All right. Don't get yourself nervous. Come on, no dice.
Now, listen, D.A. You got to protect me. You got to. Why should I protect you? And from what?
I got a note, D.A. Came from Bullets Kane.
It tells me I ain't going to live another night.
From Bullets Kane, huh? He ain't one of your fans, Vanny.
You got that note right here? Was it mailed?
There was two. One was mailed. One wasn't.
Oh, then Kane's in town. I expected that when I heard you'd showed up.
Now, wait a minute. You got to protect me. I'm clean with the law now.
Well, with 5 years on the rock for income tax fraud? I think you came clean at cut rates, Manny.
Yeah, by right.
Hang
on.
Look, go easy.
No, it isn't you I have to protect. It's the people of this county. That's why I'll see that you don't get killed. But you've got to play it my way.
Well, what way is that?
You'll stay right here in this house and not go out. There'll be no gun battles on the streets of this town with innocent people killed.
Just stay right here. Huh?
Yes, and I'm going to ship those bodyguards of yours that I met downstairs out of town.
What?
I don't like their looks.
But you can't leave me alone.
No, you won't be alone. Monk Garson can stay with you. Inspector Brophy and his men will guard the house. Now you stay right here and you'll be safe until we've rounded up Bullets Kane. And then you'll both get out of town. Now, you'd better play ball with me, Vanny. I'll be back this evening to be sure you have.
Oh, good evening, Mr. District Attorney.
Good evening, Doctor.
John McCord. My patient here told me you were looking after him.
Well, I don't think you could call it that, Doc. We didn't ask him to play in our backyard.
How do you feel, Vanny?
You got those cops downstairs?
Yes, they're there.
That's good. This excitement, it ain't good for my heart, is it, Doc?
Well, let's not worry about your heart. Oh, nurse.
Yes, sir?
In case the patient can't sleep tonight, I'm leaving these capsules. Three of them.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of them ought to make him comfortable, but give him as many as he seems to need.
Yes.
Now, Devine, you relax.
Yeah.
The district attorney's here. You've got to realize you have nothing to worry about.
That's what you say.
No. This attitude isn't helping you any. Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night. Now, nurse, I want you to see me.
Well, Vanny, you're a lot more trouble than you're worth.
Listen, you saw that note I got for Bullets Kane? He wasn't fooling. You'll just see me through this. I'll get out of the country, Canada, Central America. I'll find it.
Well, you'll certainly get out of this county, my friend. We'll locate Kane. We want to get rid of him, too, as I told you. And when we find him, you both go.
But you ain't going to let him send me over. That ain't legal to you.
Yeah, it looks a lot different on the receiving end, don't it, Fanny?
I'm staying here myself tonight.
You?
Does that make you feel any better?
Why, yeah, sure. Sure, that's fine. That's mighty fine.
Yes, I've even brought my secretary so I can keep up with my work while I'm staying here.
Yeah, don't forget, brother, it's not because you rate it.
Well, whatever it is, I'm mighty grateful.
That's all right. Save the thanks.
Hey! Ooh. Oh.
Go ahead, Devine. Answer.
Hello?
Hello, Vanny.
Who's this?
This is Bullets Kane.
Huh?
I just wanted you to understand. I know you got cops there. I know you're beefed to the DA. You're still going over tonight.
Hey, wait. Wait.
That's all right.
Hey, DA.
Hey,
call Mark Carson. Call those cops.
What is
Get him in here. That's...
Hello,
Edward Kane. This time on the
cellar.
Get him in here.
Sibling, you'll ever be divine. You're not going to be killed by bullets, Kane.
I thought I was good, Kane, but not that good. Here was the DA himself giving me a polite hello, and that dumb cop of his ready to stick out his tongue and ask for a pill. Oh, it was rich.
Yeah, Johnny. Looks like this new idea of mine would come out all
right. Sure it will. You know, I never worked a heavy grip like this before. Yeah, but don't you worry. People have been falling for this dignified front of mine for years. Why, Vanny and Monk Garson on the train were the easiest marks I ever trimmed.
A wise guy always falls for a con man like you, Johnny.
Sure.
That's why I planted you on that train.
Yeah, it sure worked. And when I dropped that note in Vanny's room this afternoon, I wish you could have heard him howl.
You couldn't calm him down, huh?
Oh, not even with my professional skill.
John the doctor. Hey, you really know anything about it?
Oh, I had a few years at medical school.
Yeah,
but let's forget that.
Oh.
Now, I've given Vanny a couple of harmless hypos to dress the act. And I've already dug two big fees out of him.
You're going to make out all right. But he's going tonight.
Yeah. I got a nurse there with him. I got the nurse from an agency, and she's on the level. But the sleeping capsules, well, they ain't on the level.
Will they hurt?
As soon as he swallows one, it'll tear him to pieces.
Not too quick.
Be a matter of minutes.
Good.
Well, let's have a look at my watch, Mr. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 11:30. I don't want to keep you any longer.
Oh, that's all right.
No, you'd better get home now. The rest of this can wait until morning when we're back in the office.
But are you going to stay here all night?
Yes. Harrington and I, Brophy and the police.
Oh.
Yeah. Quite a turnout for a bum like Vanny Devine, ain't it, Miss Muller?
He certainly caused plenty of excitement.
Well, a man like Vanny Devine represents the end of an era. Just a nuisance now. Out of date.
I won't feel easy till he's out of this county, too.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, good night, you two.
Good night.
Don't sit up too late now.
No, we won't.
Hey, by the way, Harrington.
Yeah.
Better go down and see you, Brophy.
Oh, hello, Miss Sawyer. Are you still up?
Yes, I'll be on duty all night.
Oh, gosh, it's nerve-wracking, this waiting, isn't it?
What's the matter? Are you tired out?
Uh-huh. Honestly, I don't see how I'll get to sleep when I get home.
Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Miller. Doctor left some capsules for the patient if he got restless and couldn't sleep. Here they are. Now, I won't need all three. You take this one.
Oh, thanks.
Take it a little water the minute you get home. You'll sleep all right.
In just a moment, your district attorney will continue with this case. And now, back to Mr. District Attorney.
Danny. Now lie back and take it easy.
I ain't slept a wink.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, Monk. It's like I can see him in the corner there, looking at me. Regan Kane, Alvin Aldi, the kid from Kansas City, all of them.
Our dead guys won't hurt you, Danny. Lie back now, huh?
Get that weakened monkey away from me, will you?
Quiet, no dice. Quiet.
I can't think with him jumping around.
Now, on the chair, no dice. Now, be a good boy now. Get over
Let
here.
Me straighten your pillow for you.
Yeah.
There.
Thanks.
You really ought to get some rest now.
Rest? This is a funny one.
Can't you get him a pill or something, nurse?
Yes, there's a sleeping capsule doctor left for him. This red one right here.
Oh, yeah. Give me that. It might make me feel better at that.
Just pour you a little water.
That's good, Fanny. Swallow a little pill and then lay back on the weeping willow and grab yourself some shut-eye.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Just put it on your tongue and swallow it with the water.
Now, wait a minute. Will this thing put me clear under?
You'll go right sound asleep.
And I don't want it.
What?
You don't?
Now, Benny, be sensible. You
I don't want it, I tell you. I can't pass out now. Shane might come for me while I was asleep.
But that DA in Harrington and the cops are downstairs. Nobody.
I know what I'm doing. I gotta stay awake. I ain't gonna go in my sleep. I've seen him do that.
Now, Mr. Devine.
Get away from me with that sleep pill. I've seen him lying down and dreaming. Somebody up with a gun. It's a big sleep. Oh, no. No, no, not for mine. Mm-mm.
Well, all right, Fanny, all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Brace up, Chappie. You're among friends here.
O'clock in the morning, Chief.
Yes, I know, Harrington.
What's happened?
Hey, what's that?
How'd this happen?
Oh, Monk Garson, Vanny.
Did you know anything about this?
What's the matter, Monk?
Oh, look.
Oh.
My little mama said no dice.
Huh? Hey, he's dead.
Oh, what happened to him?
Something bad, Chief. Look how he's stretched out.
Well, who'd want to kill a little fella, huh? Who'd do a thing like that? What's it going to hurt in a poor little thing?
Yes, yeah, maybe it is.
Yes, sir?
Yes, take a look.
What do you think?
Oh, the little mama said.
Well, what happened to him? What would do like that to him?
Wait a minute. Oh, this is awful.
I say it is.
No, you don't understand.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I saw this animal drinking the water I poured out for Mr. Devine.
Yes?
Yeah, there were two sleeping capsules. Now there's only one. And Mr. Devine says he didn't take any while I was out of the room.
You think no dice got one?
Well, he must have. They were bright red, just the thing that would attract him.
What kind of sleeping powders were these?
They must have been made up by mistake with the wrong ingredients.
Well, that's a nice thing.
No, you still don't understand.
Huh?
There were three capsules.
What?
I gave one to the district attorney's secretary, Miss Miller.
What?
She took it home with her an hour and a half ago.
This is her door, Chief.
Yes, I know.
Listen, the radio's on. I'll break this door.
Oh, no. Try a pass key first. Maybe quicker.
Right.
All right. Come on, come on.
There she is, Chief.
Yes.
Stretch out in an armchair with the radio grinding.
Turn it off.
Chief, look at this kid.
Yes.
She's out like a light.
Miller.
Chief! Chief, this cat!
Miller, Miss Miller.
Hello.
Oh, please, Miss Miller, answer me. Did you take that capsule?
What on earth? What capsule?
The one you got from Devine's nurse.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Well, it turned out I didn't need anything to make me sleep, didn't you see?
Oh.
I turned on that night owl radio program and dozed right off in this armchair listening to it.
Oh.
Say, what's gotten into you? What?
Do you still have that capsule?
Well, yes. What's wrong?
That sleeping medicine is deadly poison. Intended to kill Vanny Devine.
What?
No, wait a minute. Don't faint.
No, I won't faint. But why did that nurse give it to me for?
She didn't know, of course. Now, take it easy, Miss Miller.
Yeah.
Now, Harrington, back to Vanny Devine. They'll try to get him some other way.
Come in here, Carson. Sit down, right by the bed here.
All right. You heard about the Lodites, didn't you?
Yeah. That's what I want to talk about.
Well, I don't.
Now, look here. That monkey got a hold of some stuff that was meant for me.
That's right, and if it hadn't been for him, you'd...
I'd have turned up my toes the same way.
Well, ain't you got anything to say?
I got plenty to say. All to you, you double-crosser.
What is this? I don't make you.
You get me, all right. Who planted that poison?
Well, I don't
know. Not the nurse. I never seen her before.
Yeah, but then...
Not the doc. Where would his practice be if he handed out a dose like that?
Something's got into you, Benny. Relax.
Not with you around. You were the guy that planted that stuff to kill me. You. The one guy I thought I could trust.
But you can trust me, Benny. I never tried to kill you. You got me wrong.
What?
Now, wait. Who hired you to shove that poison into my medicine? It was Kane, wasn't it?
You got no call to lay me out like this. Kane couldn't hire me to hurt you, Vanny.
I don't believe you. You're a crook, and in the long run, a crook will turn on you.
Oh, that's great. You're the one to talk, ain't you?
Never mind about me. I can take care of myself so far as yours gets concerned.
Then you better start doing it. After a deal like this, nobody'd blame me if I did go to work for Kane.
Oh. So it's out in the open now.
Yeah, you're bound to be wrong about me. Nothing else will do. Yeah, that's gratitude. So long, big shot.
Now, wait a minute.
Huh? What now?
Don't you want to shake before you go?
What for?
Well, it's just from now on, I got to go at single duke. For myself. Might as well make a clean break here. We're going to split. Let's split even. Come on over and shake hands.
There. Hey!
Let go of my hand. This morning, you chicken. What do you got there? A knife. Benny, be careful. A knife. Benny. From under my pillow. Benny, you... Well, that's fixed you.
You know, I could
get out of here. Kane will be waiting to hear from this bum.
Hello, Vanny.
Kane.
Come on in, Doc.
Sure. Doc. Doc, this guy with you. This guy here is Bullet Kane.
Sure he is.
Yeah, but what's he doing here? How'd he get in here?
Tell him, Doc. The cops downstairs think he's my colleague. And I told your nurse to go.
Now, listen. Listen, fellas. I'll be reasonable. I'll fix you, right?
Thanks. Hey, look here.
What?
It's little Monk Garson.
Huh?
Somebody ruined him with a knife.
Oh.
That gives me a good idea.
You shouldn't have sent him there, Bullet.
Me? I didn't have anything to do with Garson. He was your boy.
And a lot of good it did him.
This was a dumb play, Vanny. You killed the one guy in the world that was loyal to you.
I thought he was your boy.
Yeah. Doc, give me that pillow.
Yeah. Here you are.
There's two of us to one.
Hold
it down on the bed. That's good, Johnny. Keep him from yelling.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, listen, Vanny.
Yeah.
I see you got a knife there. Now, you got your choice. The doc here will operate on you, or you can drink one of them capsules he made up. Which will it be? Take the pillow off.
Right.
I'll take the capsule.
All right. Give him room. Now, Vanny, we're going to let you drink this stuff and take you out nice and easy. But one holler and you get carved, understand?
Yeah.
Pour the water, Johnny.
All right. Drink it, Vanny.
Give me it.
Here it is.
He threw the water in my face. Grab him.
Back on the bed, Vanny.
All right. You wouldn't be nice.
Back up.
So we won't be nice either. Give me that knife. Hold his arm, Johnny.
Stop. Stop. Help.
Hey, what's going on here? Put that knife down.
Listen, I'm not
there.
Hey, hurt me or do I have to shoot you? Chief, come in here, quick.
I see. Back against the wall, both you men. Devine, stay where you are. Brophy, send for a squad car. We're taking these three to headquarters.
The names of all characters in tonight's dramatization are fictitious, and any resemblance to names of living persons or actual places is purely coincidental. Our stars were Jay Johnston in the title role, Len Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Vola as Miss Miller, with music by Charles Paul. The program was produced and directed by Edward A. Byron and written by Robert J. Shaw. Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord. And remember, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Sal Hepatica, Vitalis. Fred Utell speaking for Bristol Myers, who invites you to tune in again next week for Mr. District Attorney.